Hello everybody, you are now listening to episode 5 of Things I Care About. I am currently watching the Australian Open match between Zvonareva and Yazarenka, which has the particularity of being two players. It is the player formerly trained by Portuguese coach António van Grichem. Azarenka left him. She was training with him since she was 16, and number I guess 2020 in the world, and now she is in the top 10. And this year she left him, and he switched to Zvonareva, and so it's a particular point of interest for this match, and it's now tied one set to each of the players. So another Australian Open has been fine, not that many surprises. Maria Kirilenko, our favorite of the favorite of this podcast and the author, is still on the competition. She benefited from a forfeit from Dinara Safina. She played half a set and gave up from pain in some place that I don't know. I actually didn't see that match because time schedule is crazy. Other than that, Conan O'Brien finished the negotiations to leave the Tonight Show. He's gone now. The last show was very nice. The entire last week was amazing. All the shows were very, very good. Last show was it was emotional. The guy cried a little bit, almost. He didn't cry, but he was very, very close to it. And yeah, he, well, despite crying, he got a lot of money from it. A lot of money. There are talks about something between 20 and 40 million dollars, and he will have to stay off the air until September. I tried to find a more accurate number of the settlement he got, but no. Between 20 million, I would take 20, so yeah. Is not gonna be hungry for a while. He'll be unemployed but not hungry. And yeah, people are still talking about him moving to Fox in September, and we'll see how that comes out from him. And what else? Well, police stopped me. First time since I am driving, I was stopped by the police, and it was actually a funny thing. The guy, the officer, not the guy, respect, the officer actually asked me if I had drank anything. Just that. He asked me if I drank, I said no, and he said, okay. Is that it? Is that how they're protecting us from drunk drivers? Aren't they supposed to make some kind of test or anything like that? No, just hello, documents please. And he asked me if I had something to drink, I said no. He asked me if I had dinner already, I said I had, but I don't drink at dinner. And he said okay, fine by me. Come on, Like, if I had some drinks, I would tell him. Oh, have you drink anything? Oh yeah, officer, I am wasted. Wasted. Take me in. Who would say something like that? The guy can't just ask me. That's stupid. Mr. Officer, you are stupid. What, were you in a rush? If you were in a rush, well, just let me go. Don't make me stop and take out all the documents of my wallet and have to put them back again. It gives me trouble. It troubles me. And it troubles me even more to know that the alcohol test is asking the guy if he's drunk. No, I am not drunk. I am fine. And this is not a bottle of whiskey in my hand. This is apple juice. I'm crazy for my apple juice. Oh my god. Please, please make me some kind of test to see if I'm drunk. I will feel much more safe that way. And I think that's all for today. No crazy animal killing themselves story. And actually, there was no podcast today. There was no time. I had quite a family emergency, so nothing to talk about yesterday. And that's it. And it's now third set, Azarenka 2-0. So that's going bad for Portuguese coach António Van Grixen, at least for now. And well, that's it. Goodbye. Ah, by the way, I am watching tonight a football or soccer match between Benfica and the All-Stars team made by friends of Ronaldo and Zidane, which is meant to help the victims of the earthquake in Haiti. So yeah, they got my money for it, and yeah, at least it will go to a good cause. And that's all for today, and it will be a funny match, surely. So, see you tomorrow. Wow, crazy nice. See you tomorrow, and hope you enjoy it.